One of the minhagim which is unique to Shavuot is the recitation of Akdamut Milin at the beginning of the laning on the first day of Shavuot. This is a form of Aramaic introduction to the Kriyat HaTorah and praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once upon a time, as we know from the Gemara Masechet Megillah, there was a Maturgaman in Shul, somebody who translated each line of the Kriyat HaTorah into Aramaic or the vernacular. That died out at some stage, and the only remnant of that that we have is the Piyut Akdamut Milin. This isn't part of the ancient Targum. It was written by Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yitzchak Kazan, who was a scholar in Worms at contemporary of Rashi's. And it's said amongst Ashkenazi communities, as I say, on the first day of Shavuot. The earliest mention that we have of this minhag is in the Maharil. The Maharil is a very important codifier of Ashkenazi minhagim from the Middle Ages, and he mentions the recitation of Akdamut. Now, many of the Machzorim, certainly the older Machzorim, will say that Akdamut is recited after the laning of the first Pasuk. The Kohen gets called up, says the first Bracha, the first Pasuk is laned, and then the laning is interrupted with Akdamut Milin. And this is indeed the custom according to the Maharil and according to many other early Ashkenazi authorities. It's not mentioned by the Rishonim, but the early Achronim and the codifiers of Minhag certainly do mention this. This was the practice for a couple of hundred years. But there are a few communities nowadays that still say Akdamut after the first Pasuk. Most communities have shifted it to before the laning to such a degree that many people would be surprised to know that there are places that read it during the laning. Why did this change come about? So this change was essentially spearheaded by the Taz. The Taz, in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch Siman Taf Sadik Dalet Sif Katan Aleph, he says that the minhag should be changed. He doesn't understand how we can have an interruption in the middle of Kriyat HaTorah. Kriyat HaTorah, you're not allowed to speak, even the Divrei Torah. And therefore, this is totally inappropriate. And he says that he's noticed that there are now, in his day, it's going back a couple of hundred years, that in his day already, there are quite a lot of communities that have changed the minhag, and this is very good. So this is an interesting approach of the Taz, because he wasn't interested at all in the fact that very important codifiers of minhag had endorsed this practice, but he wasn't interested in what was previously done. He felt that was wrong, and the minhag should be changed. There are quite a lot of Achronim who were in agreement with him. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's said before the Kriyat HaTorah. The Mishnah Brura says that it's the minhag in many places to say it before the Kriyat HaTorah. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that if the minhag is to say it during the laning, then you can leave it like that. But a place that doesn't really have a minhag, so then they should certainly say it before the Kriyat HaTorah. And quite a lot of other authorities, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, also endorsed the position of the Taz. However, there were those that were reluctant to change the old minhag, amongst them the Lavush and the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Chok Yaakov, all of them who are commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. So also the Magen Abraham in Hilchot Kriyat HaTorah, not in Hilchot Shavuot, but he also indicates that the minhag is to read Akdamut after the first Pasuk of Kriyat HaTorah. So we see that there are various minhagim. On the face of it seems that the claims of the Taz are quite compelling. You know, why should we be able to make a hefsek in the Kriyat HaTorah? And even if we say that once upon a time that was done with the Targum, we don't read the Targum any longer. And Akdamut isn't really the Targum. It's not a commentary or translation of the first Pasuk. It's really a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Aramaic. So it is strange. Nevertheless, the old minhag was to read it after the first Pasuk of the laning. I have a theory as to why that might be the case. I don't know, I've got nothing to back this up, but it strikes me that on Shavuot, of course, we celebrate the giving of the Torah and receiving the Torah, and our tradition is that it wasn't only Torah Shebichtav that was given on Har Sinai, but it was also Torah Sheba'al Peh as well. And therefore, particularly on Shavuot, when we publicly read from the Torah and say Birchot HaTorah in public, we want to say Birchot HaTorah both over Torah Shebichtav and also over Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's why on Shavuot in particular, we start the laying in Torah Shebichtav, and then we read some of Torah Sheba'al Peh as well to show this all came from the same source. Ad Kan.